I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody, it's Sports Overnight America. Yeah, different kind of show. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. We're heard, of course, Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. Sports Byline, we're heard on Sports Map, American Forces, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, radio stations like KSHP, 1400 in Las Vegas, Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, with us. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, with us. Mark Heffernan, a broadcaster, Fresno and Bakersfield, will talk Dodgers and Braves and whatever else he'd like to talk about a little later tonight right here on Sports Overnight America. You know, a lot of big stories, but some of them are most laughable. For example, San Diego State, the Aztecs. So last year, USC and UCLA decide, I'm leaving the Pac-12. I'm going to the Big Ten for more money. And Governor Newsom tried to hold UCLA, but didn't have enough votes. So I guess they're going to go there in 2024. Meanwhile, the Pac-12 looking for new teams, new schools. San Diego State says, yes, we'll come. And then San Diego State writes to the Mountain West Conference, where they are now, and saying, we're going to leave after this year and we're going to go to the Pac-12. All right. Then San Diego State finds out that there's really no money television wise as far as the Pac-12 is concerned. So they say, well, I'm going to go back to the Mountain West. And now the Mountain West says, we don't want you. Sort of like, you know, you're engaged to a Rhonda and you love her dearly. And then you meet a Dana. And so you tell Rhonda, I'm so sorry, but Dana and I just have something going and I'm going to have to go with Dana. And then 2 weeks later, Dana says, I found Tom. And then you go back to Rhonda and Rhonda tells you, I don't want you anymore. So if you're San Diego State, I think it's funny. How about you? You can email us sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. I'll tell you what's not funny. Friday's USA Today page, well, a sports page, and you've got Billie Jean King supporting women's tennis, taking money from the Saudis. Now, Billie Jean King, historically, you know, she's gay. She's mentioned that, you know, she told you she never hid that from anybody. She's been in the LGBT fight forever. She's been fighting for a lot of good things. And now she thinks it's okay to take Saudi money, even though in Saudi Arabia, women are treated like ninth class citizens, and gays, of course, sometimes are killed. Now, you explain that to me, please, at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's again to Sports Overnight America. We're now with Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, and Mr. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper. And Mark used to work in San Diego and live in San Diego, so I'm going to start with him on this one. I'm laughing at the San Diego State Aztecs. They try to jump to the Pac-12. Pac-12 says, yeah, we want you. And then the Aztecs discover that the Pac-12 is not making a lot of money from television, so they're not going to make a lot of money. So now they want back in the Mountain West, and the Mountain West says, blank you. We don't want you. Goodbye. So, Mark Mancini, what do you think is going to happen with the Aztecs of San Diego State?
Well, I think they'll probably figure out a way when the Pac-12 gets their act together, they'll probably come in that, because by blocking them out of the other conference, you know, San Diego State's a college. It's not as big as UCLA or USC, but it's prominent, and they're academically sound as far as their athletics go too. Look at their football program, look at their basketball program, you know, in their baseball program there. So
I think they deliver for Southern California, Mark. Which is an important market.
Best weather in the country down there. I mean, so who wouldn't want to be a part of that thing? And even the traveling schools wouldn't mind going down there. So I think San Diego State can call their own ticket here. The Pac-12 will come back.
Art Source, you agree with Mark Mancini?
I do. I really do. And you know, they're talking about their package they have in the, you know, in the Mountain West. Well, I'll be honest with you, CBS Sports, you know, yes, but they're on CBS Sports Network. Okay, they're not really getting the meaningful games that they would get with the exposure. Should the Pac-12 ever decide that, you know, they want to get outside their little bubble and compete, okay, they would get a lot more publicity by being in the Pac-12 than, you know, being in the Mountain West. Although the Mountain West has improved, you know, they've got that new lady commissioner. She's done a pretty damn good job, and she's taken a real hard line on what's going on. But the AD at San Diego State has got a plan. He proved it with his basketball program. He's got a good football coach in Brady Hoke, who was at Michigan and did just fine there. I think San Diego State could be a real benefit when you look at their baseball program, their entire situation. I just wonder if George Kliavikoff can get a contract for the Pac-12. It has to be done within the next 30 days.
All right, let's switch to a little bit of hypocrisy. In fact, a lot of hypocrisy. We've been talking the last few weeks about the LIV and the PGA, and Artie, you were a former professional golfer, but for Billie Jean King, somebody who has fought for gay rights, who has fought for women's rights her entire tennis career and afterwards, to say it's okay to take money from the Saudis, how hypocritical is that?
You know, that one really shocked me. I mean, I read the USA Today, and I deal with Christine Brennan and Nancy Armour and Dan Wolkin, and, you know, they've been pretty harsh on the LIV, on the Saudi Arabians, and part of it is understandable. But when I saw what I read today regarding, you know, Billie Jean King and her standing in the LGBTQ plus community, it set me aback. And, you know, I was just wondering, wow, what is really going on? And, you know, I understand that, you know, there was a lot of flack when Virginia Slims was the sponsor for women's tennis in the WTA, a cigarette company. But she made it, you know, kind of evident in the article that, you know, that's someone's personal decision whether to smoke or not. But, you know, that one really did seem a little odd to me. But, you know, again, Fred, we always talk about this. That G, that word that starts with a G and ends with a D, seems to be pervasive in the world of sports. And a lot of people look the other way when billions of dollars are being tossed at them. And, you know, and I don't have an answer for that one.
Mark Mancini, Billie Jean King, a supporter of women's rights, a supporter of gay rights, a supporter of everything that you think is morally right. Now she says it's okay to take Saudi money for tennis. Your comments?
Well, it's funny how we'll kind of break this thing down, and we addressed this thing before that maybe the real culprits are the LPGA, the WWE. We've seen the NBA get in bed with China, and we don't really talk about that a lot. We kind of just kind of push that off to the forefront. We don't address the elephant in the room on these situations. We talk about certain things.
And gambling?
I look at it almost the same way, you know, when and you know where I stand on this with the baseball players over the owners. I'm in bed with those players any day of the week over the owners. But people jump to say the players make all this money and it's not fair, but nobody complains about an actor or an actress that's making $20 million on a film. Why is that? If we're going to address an issue, let's get the whole issue out.
I agree. And by the way, this weekend is the anniversary of Bobby Bonilla and the great contract that he signed. Till he's 72 years old, guys, he's going to be making $1.3 million. Now, some of these guys in Major League Baseball and the NBA and in pro football should look at what he did with the super agent Dennis Gilbert and try to figure out a way to do that. Because, I mean, Chris Davis has done it with the Orioles. He's going to get paid through 2037, but he'll be 72 years old, Fred, and still be making, you know, original contract that was $5.9 million will pay $30 million over the lifetime of his lifetime.
Folks, what they're talking about is that, and Bernie Madoff is actually responsible for that, because the Mets blew billions of dollars with Madoff's scheme. They didn't have enough money, or they didn't want to pay the $5.9 million.
It was the Wilpon family, right?
So Gilbert goes to the Mets and he says, I'll tell you what, pay him at 8% interest, just pay him $1 million or $1.2 million per year. And as already indicated, until 2035, he'll be 70 something years of age. It's a brilliant move. And I think other players are going to be going in that direction, Art, because we've indicated, and you don't have to, these guys aren't brain surgeons, but when you hear that, you say to yourself, I'll be secure for life. Why wouldn't I go in that direction?
It makes so much sense. It's ridiculous. I mean, you're looking at Ohtani, looking at a possible $600 million, $700 million deal. Take, you know, maybe a couple hundred million up front and defer the rest of it. Even if you don't get 8%, you get 5%. My God, that's going to put you in, at least it's a hedge against inflation. Let's look at it that way.
Folks, you can email us right here on Sports Overnight America at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. I've got to throw this out. I have DirecTV. The other two guys do not. DirecTV does not carry the CW anymore. They can't make a deal, which means we don't have Channel 5 here. And they were talking about the Pac-12. They're talking, and LIV Golf is on the CW. Yeah. We don't have Channel 5 one of our major news stations in Los Angeles. So DirecTV has now lost that. And of course, they've lost the Sunday Ticket to YouTube. Artie, any thoughts about that? I mean, you don't have DirecTV, I know. But the point
I had
is-
it for many, many years, Fred. And I believe me, I loved when I had the NFL package. I was lucky enough to also, you know, be able to catch a lot of the SC games for some reason. But, I wonder what's going on, you know, at the hierarchy of these companies. It seems like YouTube has a lot of money. It seems like Apple TV. It seems like Amazon. These streaming services are really starting to get in there. And I think this part of this Pac-12 deal is going to have to be a streaming package, because then they could set a precedent for other networks and other, you know, conferences in the Big Five to be able to see how well it works. And they would be like the first people to jump in the pool. So that's going to be important, in my opinion.
Mark, you don't have DirecTV, so you no. have Channel 5 locally in Los Angeles and Southern California. What are your comments?
Well, my dad always used to say, son, nobody really cares what you know till they know how much you care. And what you have today in society is you have billion-dollar companies that spend a lot of money in advertising and trying to get you into their, you know, coup de grace, but then they invest 10 cents into their customer service, and that's what's the real problem here. Is customer service in this country has definitely gone off a cliff.
Oh, let me tell you, I spent a myriad of hours dealing with the LA Times on my e-subscription. And as Fred will tell you, you know, they basically told me to go kick rocks, and I got a hold of my credit card company and they told them to go kick rocks. So it's like ridiculous, man. Yeah, customer service is gone. You know, it's non-existent.
And that's exactly why I don't do anything by the internet, meaning I want it in the mail. I'll give you a check. If I'm getting the LA Times and it shows up, I'll be happy to pay you. But I'm not giving you my bank account.
Fred, how
number.
Many times does it not show up? You know that the
that's the question. Well, I got three straight weeks of not getting it three or four weeks ago. So that does occur. And of course, when you call for customer service, you'd hope somebody's in L.A. or New York or Philadelphia or El Paso or Albuquerque.
Nobody's going to answer.
But you get the Philippines. And I swear to you, half the time, I can't understand a word they're saying. So it's almost like, what am I doing here? I know what I'm doing here. We're doing Sports Overnight America. We'll be back with Barron Sports Trivia right after.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, folks, we're back on Sports Overnight America, one of my favorite parts of it, Barron Sports Trivia, started by my cousins Lisa and Andy. We've had Andy on many times. He is a trivia expert, no question about this. But before we start, 126-year-old Art Source staying up late at night answering these questions. Art, what medicinal, legal medicine are you taking this evening to answer these questions correctly?
NeuroPeak. Promax, Focus Factor, a little Prevagen. Yeah. And then now there's a new one that the FDA just finally approved called Leqembi, which breaks up those amyloids that get in your brain and start clogging things up. So I'm looking forward to that, although 20% of the people seem to have side effects. That scares me a little bit. But, you know, hey, at 126, I got to roll the good dice somewhere.
You don't think of it, your brain would explode taking four or five each evening?
Let me tell you something. My brain's exploded a few times, Fred, but I pass you back together.
All right, Mark, Barron Sports Trivia, ready to go. Here we go. Cy Young has won the most games in the history of baseball at 5'11". What lefty has won the most from the left-hand side, the port side, Mark Mancini? And this one you ought to know because we've discussed this before.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax in his short career has won the most games in the history.
My other choice would have been Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton won a lot. Okay,
what about Warren Spahn?
Art Source, what's the answer?
I say Warren Spahn.
Can you give me his number?
How many he won? 389?
363 for Warren Spahn. Warren Spahn and Lou Burdette had quite a pitching
staff. What was the great saying, Fred?
Spahn insane and pray for rain.
Well, now, Mark, you know, the Koufax thing, he really only had six good years. But, you know,
they were good years.
and not even that, actually, because one of the years he only pitched half a season. So the point is he would have to have won 70 games a season to have 420 times, you know, six times 70 is 420.
You know what? So, I wonder if Koufax had a year like Ron Guidry did in 78 at 25-3.
He did. He won 25 one year.
He didn't win 363 games as Warren Spahn did. Okay. I mentioned Cy Young. Artie, this is for you. Cy Young won 511 games. At one point, he pitched for Boston in the American League. What was Boston's nickname in 1911? Art Source, what was Boston's nickname in 1911?
I don't want to get in trouble, but you know what came into my brain was the Boston Beans, but I know that's not right.
The Boston what?
B-E-A-N-S, Boston Beans. Let's see. Was it the Braves? They were in the National League. Let's see. They probably played at Fenway Park. This is before Babe Ruth was even around. So I'll let Mark try it for it, but you got to give us a hint. I can tell you already we're going to need a hint on this one.
Mark, you have any idea what Boston was called in 1911?
Maybe the Highlanders?
Well,
The
I know Cincinnati was the Red Legs.
Okay, what happens if you steal? Well, what are you if you steal horses?
A thief.
Horse You're a thief. Thief. What else?
Oh, I know. It starts with an R. What's it called?
Hardy? Well, what cowboys who stole horses? What do they call them?
Renegades?
Wranglers. Right?
What?
Renegades? Wranglers?
That's close, actually. Rustlers.
Rustlers. The they were the Rustlers. I love
the Boston Rustlers.
All my friends that went to Golden West College would be happy to
I don't know.
That
I don't know where they the came Rustlers. Up with that, but.
Didn't know there was a lot of rustlers up in New England. We're going to have to talk to Mark, your boy Bevan, on that one.
Mark Mancini.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Steve Garvey, Republican. He's running for the United States Senate from California. Where did he end his major league career?
San Diego Padres?
Why do you say the San Diego Padres of all teams?
I remember he went down there free agent. Ray Kroc signed him. I'm going to see the San Diego Padres.
Artie, San Diego Padres?
I like his answer, but I think it's a trick question from you, Fred. I'm going to say he signed like a 1 or 2 day contract at the end of his career and ended up with the Dodgers.
No, it's the San Diego Padres. But I asked this question for a reason.
Okay.
He's running for Senate.
Good luck.
If you guys remember, and already at 126, you definitely should. When he was married to Cindy Garvey,
yeah,
an actress, a model, whatever, there were all kinds of problems as far as what he was doing, what she was doing.
And him and Don Sutton
was going
didn't
out
get
on
along
her,
real well either,
going out
right?
on him. I mean, so do you think there are enough people still alive who are going to vote who remember that, or is that irrelevant in this Senate race?
Well, I'll tell you what, the odds of a Republican getting elected in the state of California are prohibitive at best.
That's
I would give him a one-shot one shot out of 10, okay? And Slim left town.
Okay, but what about the nomination? Do people
well, he might get the
that?
Nomination. He might get the nomination because he's Steve Garvey. But, you know, honest to God, I just don't, I don't see – You know, and you know, Garvey has physical limitations as well. He's got some serious health problems from what I've heard. So, I mean, I don't understand. You know, maybe this is a way to you know, create some money for the family or something like that, because I know how these politicians are. They get all that money donated and they get to keep it. So maybe this is a way to, you know, to maybe make some money in his advanced years.
Folks, email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. All right, another Republican and former Dodger, Steve Sachs, once ran for a state legislator up in Northern California. Art Source, where did he end his major league career?
Ooh,
On the psychiatrist chair trying to figure out how to throw to first base.
Yeah, he had a little problem there. Yes, he did.
I'm going to say the Giants.
San Francisco Giants. Why the Giants?
I have no idea, Fred. Was never a big Steve Sachs fan.
Mark Mancini, was it the San Francisco Giants where Steve Sachs ended his career?
Maybe the Yankees.
No, he came out of the same school. I think it was Sac State with Randy Lurch. I think he ended up his career with the Oakland A's. Mm. Mario is going to like this one.
So what we have here is an exception to the rule. 126-year-old Art Source taking all the medicinals got it wrong. And much younger, Mark Mancini actually got one right.
Yeah,
although
Mark's
been doing much better of late.
That's
why
Mario.
Why did you say the A's? Why did you say the A's?
I remember, you know, with all the teams he went, he ran, he left. They usually go to Oakland. And I remember him playing with Oakland at one time.
Yeah.
I know you weren't a big fan of him either, Fred. But I had a chance to try to interview him a couple months back, and then his son ended up dying. But
not good.
I kind of like.
Who was the other second baseman? Jeff Kent, that had that great personality with the media as well.
Oh, he was tremendous. With the media. Yeah. But okay, let's ask that. Jeff Kent, Hall of Famer, yay or nay?
Yeah.
I liked him. I mean, you know, I've always discussed it with guys, and I've always liked Barry Bonds, and people don't like him, but I think it's
Davey Johnson deserves to go in the Hall of Fame before Jeff Kent.
And let me just say something. What you just said about his treatment of the media is not going to help Jeff Kent.
No, I don't think so. There's your Barry Bonds conundrum. Exactly.
And let me say something else. Great power hitting infielder, but he wasn't much of an infielder defensively.
Good for
I think
him,
that should play into it too. So I'm not trying to be funny.
Let me ask you something, Fred. Another guy in that category, I like him. A lot of people can't stand him. And you think he's a Hall of Famer is Manny Machado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that name. Who'd you say?
Manny Machado, a Hall of Famer. I think he is.
Yeah.
That's possible. Again, he has not made a lot of friends in a lot of areas, too. So not in Baltimore and not out here. So, and that does play a role, folks. In the vote as far as the Hall of Fame is concerned.
Steve Carlton didn't make a lot of friends, and, you know, I like Steve Carlton.
Well, you ought to see his horse ranch up in Durango, Colorado.
Wow.
One of the most beautiful places you'll ever go. And, I mean, I got to play golf with him a couple times. And Carlton is a gentleman. He's just very, very inward. He's not an outward-going guy. And I think people mistook his – his personality for someone, you know, being mean. And I don't think he was mean.
We're going to come back with Mark Heffernan, a broadcaster, Fresno and Bakersfield. He does podcasts. He really knows his stuff, and he's a big Braves guy. Thinks the Braves are going to do very well the second half of the season. And we'll come back with the guys. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at any point, sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Special guest on this show, broadcaster Mark Heffernan from the Bakersfield, Fresno area. And for the folks outside of Southern California or Northern California, it's sort of Central California, Mid-California. Fresno's usually, I guess, Giants territory, and Bakersfield probably more Dodger territory. But again, we're talking to Mark. And Mark, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm the mystery guy today.
You sound great. I can't see you, but we'll go forward.
He looked great earlier when we had him on, Fred.
Maybe it's better if you can't see me.
We'll go further with this.
I'm an audio guy, radio guy. Maybe it's better you can't see me.
All right. So how about the Los Angeles Dodgers? Relief corps going to hell. Starting pitching, really, on Thursday. Urias pitched well, but again, they've got like three holes in that starting rotation, or at least two holes in that starting rotation. Last year, they went 111. Mark, I think you might be a Dodger fan. How many wins do you think they'll end up with? We're talking, Artie and I have been talking about 90, 91, something like that. And I think they'd be fortunate to win that with the pitching staff where it is right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think they'll win possibly between 90 and 92 games. But that's with everybody being healthy and guys improving. I think the two main problems for the Dodgers this year is the fact that Julio Urias and, of course, Tony Gonsolin have been injured. And they haven't competed like they did the last 2 years. So I think they had about 35 wins combined the last season. And this year they have about 10. Those are the two main reasons, two main issues for them. Kershaw has been great. Besides that, you have injuries and you have a couple of rookies that are trying to step up. But it's been a struggle. I mean, every game's a struggle, as you know, Fred, with the Dodgers. You never know if they're going to win. Even if they have a 2 or 3 run lead in the ninth inning, you don't know if they're going to pull it out.
Mark, have you heard anything regarding Walker Buehler and his time, you know, time frame for coming back to the Dodgers?
I've heard stuff about maybe he's coming back in early September, but that's been like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't know if he's returning at all. I mean, it's been a slow process for him. And I don't know how effective he will be when he returns. It could be September, maybe next year. I just don't know. Hey, and I can see you, Artie.
Dustin May, you too. Great to see you as well, or hear from you at least.
Yeah, he's gone. He had surgery the other day. I think he's through for this year.
So they're depending on
Let me say this also.
Go ahead.
Let me say this because I just don't get it. On Thursday night, you have a 190 hitter batting third in the Dodger lineup.
Max
I don't care
Muncy.
If he's got 20 home runs. You can't have a 190 hitter who's slow batting third in your lineup. When Austin Barnes catches, he's hitting 100. So now you got a 190 guy batting third, a 100 guy as your catcher. Now, again, he's not the number one catcher. Will Smith, of course, is. But all I can tell you is that other teams like the Braves and the Phillies, the Reds, they can go 9 deep in that lineup. The Dodgers cannot. Yeah. And Mark Heffernan,
right.
I think that's a major problem. And I think they're just being stubborn. And one other thing, on Tuesday of this week, they actually pinch hit Miguel Vargas for David Peralta.
I could not understand
the
Pirates.
Yeah, Vargas is hitting about 190.
Making no sense. And that was the seventh inning. Okay.
And
so he makes out.
Crazy.
Hang on. He makes out. In the ninth inning, the last out of the game, he strikes out on 3 pitches. So what? I don't know if Friedman's making these decisions or Roberts is making these decisions, but you can never pinch hit Miguel Vargas for David Peralta. Please explain.
Well, I can help you explain it, but Mark is probably better at it. I just don't think Dave Roberts is a great manager. I mean, that's my bottom line on that. I think the Dodgers were really pat in the offseason. They thought they could pull this thing off. And now you look at that division. Arizona's coming back to the pack. The Giants are two out. The Dodgers are a half game out going into the weekend. I mean, you know, as you look at it, Fred, it's wide open. And the Padres actually won three games in a row for the first time in a while. So we've got basically a run, 80 games to see who's going to win the NL West. It could be exciting. I mean, it's not great baseball, but at least there's four teams in the hunt.
Mark,
well, remember, Fred, Roberts brought in Jesse to pitch the ninth inning last night, and he's been back and forth between AAA and the Dodgers. He's been kind of horrible this season. He got away with, you know, a save last night, but generally he's very up and down. It was terrible. He shouldn't be in MLB, Bickford. I mean, he would scare me if I had a bat against him being a right-handed batter. You don't know where his pitches are coming. It could be down and away, down and up, or at your head. I mean, I don't really like the guy, and I'm a Dodger fan. I don't like the way he pitches. He's dangerous.
Well, the other thing here, Fred.
What do you think of what does the All-Star game mean to you?
To me? Well, it doesn't mean as much as it used to because some of the main players are hurt. A lot of guys in both teams are hurt. We're not really going to see the best players in the All-Star game. And I like the Dodgers and Yankees, so I like teams in both leagues. Not as much. I don't like as much as I used to when I was growing up. It seemed like then a lot of the same players were in the All-Star game 5 to 10 times. Now you have a lot of new players almost every year. A lot of guys I've never heard of that are playing in the All-Star game.
Do you miss them wearing their original uniforms, the team, their home, or visiting uniforms?
You know, I played in All-Star games when I was younger, and I think we all wore the same uniform. As far as
I think we lost them.
There he
is. Mark Mancini, what do you think of your Pirates?
Well, we lost 3 out of 4 with the Dodgers, and it's glad to be back. I missed you guys last week, you and Artie and Fred, you know, and Mario and the gang, but I still hold my hat high because we've beaten 2 years. We beat the Dodgers 8 out of 13, so 8-5 in our last 13. So I'll take some solace into the fact that we still got an edge on them. But let's face it, this Dodger team is doing it with smoke and mirrors, man. I mean, really, I mean, they're sneaking up on teams. The Padres haven't been playing good baseball. They're starting to play. The Giants are coming on. Arizona's slipping a little. You know, but that pitching staff, that makeshift pitching staff with only 2 starters, now we got Kershaw, and we always knew Kershaw ain't going to last the season. Urias has been hit hard. The problem with that series where the Dodgers took 3 out of 4, the Pirates just couldn't get the situational hitting down. Bases loaded in 2 opportunities in one of those games could have put them behind. You know, they just looking for the experience, looking to get better. If that was the Braves or a Tampa or a Texas Ranger team or a Red team, they would have beat the Dodgers 4 straight, I think. This Dodger team snuck up on the Pirates.
Let me tell you this. Reynolds, Sawinski, and now Hayes is back. That does make a difference on your Pirate club.
It does.
Yeah, the reinforcements are starting to come around. Neil Cruz should be back next month. G-Man Choi. And really, guys, I'm looking forward to Sunday. The Pirates select number 1. Dylan Cruz wants a lot of money. I'm not investing in pitching, especially after I saw Kumar Rocker come out of the draft, went back into the draft, stock drove all the way down. These guys just get burnt out. I'm going after Dylan Cruz or Wyatt Langford of Florida.
Mark Heffernan, are you back with us?
I'm here.
Let me make a case. I don't think any of us are thrilled with Dave Roberts. Last night, I'm watching the Mets. Thursday night, I'm watching the Mets game. And Carlos Carrasco, who's pitching horribly this year, he lets him go 8 innings, giving up 3 hits. My point is, even if Farias had been healthy all season, last night, there's no way he's going beyond 6 innings. So what Roberts is doing, he's putting more responsibility on a relief corps that gives no relief in some cases. So I don't understand this 6-inning nonsense when you've got Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn going 200 pitches apiece in a 16-inning game years ago, and now you can't let somebody go beyond 80 or 90 pitches. Now, I understand Urias is second time back, but it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because even if he had been pitching all season long, he's not going beyond six, and Carrasco's going eight for the Mets. Mark Heffernan, explain that one to us.
Well, I think you got to go with the flow. And the problem with Roberts is that he has a certain system in what he does. He and Pryor, they're going to let pitchers go five or six innings. Sometimes they go by pitch count. They don't really go by feel enough. They go by analytics. So in their mind, they think that if a pitcher can go six, that's fine. He's out of there. We go to the bullpen. But like you said, they have a very thin bullpen, which isn't very good. So the problem is the bullpen, the relievers have to pitch three innings, you know, at least three innings every game.
And they usually use three guys, Mark, and the odds of three guys coming in and all three being perfect are, you know, they're not very good odds. And I always thought that was why you went, your starter went six plus, maybe seven. You got to your setup guy, and then you went to your closer. Because, I mean, that was just the way it was set up. And then you'll have a game here and there where you want to rest the bullpen.
No.
You know, and you throw a bunch of guys in there and, you know, do like the Tampa Bay Rays did for a few years.
Part of the problem, guys, is the Dodgers are like the Lakers. When people leave the organization, they end up hitting gold somewhere. Look at Kenley Jansen. He's, you know, an all-star for the Red Sox this year. He'll be in
Cody
the
American League. Bellinger. Having a great year for the Cubs.
And the problem is, and Fred, you probably agree on this one, the way to beat the Dodgers is you just steal like crazy. They can't – I mean, if analytics is a big thing with the Dodgers organization, how come they haven't addressed the problem where teams just run wild on them? They got a beleaguered bullpen that you just can – I mean, it's like a gas can. And then not only that is you can beat them with situational hitting in the clutch.
Let me state this. I think they're allowing like 85% of base runners to steal a base. Some number quite like
I think it's 87%, Fred. Yeah,
I don't know if that that's on Will Smith or Austin Barnes or the pitching staff or a combination, but they can't stop anybody. Art Source, what do you think?
No, it's obvious. I mean, you know, that would be my way of combating the Dodgers. I mean, I would definitely make the pitchers throw a lot of pitches. I tell my guys to be selective. Let's get base runners. And when we get on first base, once they throw over, we're gone. We're running.
Well, not only that, it's like football. That's how you beat the Rams at the MO. You study what the deficiencies are of a team. The Rams couldn't run the ball last year. They didn't even have a 100-yard rusher. So you just sit there and prepare to stop Matthew Stafford all day.
Hey, Mark Heffernan, I think the Braves are going to win it all. What do you think?
Well, they're the most talented team in Major League Baseball. They have great position players, pretty good pitching staff, and they've been winning for the last two or three years. They have that winning mentality. They're very tough. So if you look at a team with, you know, that has a position players, a defense, a pitching, they're the most complete team. But that doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series because, as you guys know, different things happen in the playoffs. But I think if they don't win, they would be very disappointed. But they definitely have the most talented team.
I think Antonopoulos has done a great job with that franchise. He really has.
Well, they're awesome. They're awesome.
I play fantasy every day. I automatically put Michael Harris in the lineup, my lineup.
And he's not even in the All-Star game.
He bats ninth for the Braves.
How strong is that lineup?
And I think that tells you something about how strong it is. And if Max Fried comes back 100%, that just adds to the starting rotation. Hey, Mark Heffernan, thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America. We will do this again. And thanks for appearing. Next time, we hope to see you on the air.
Hey, Mark, how do people listen to your podcast and stuff?
Yeah,
it's Mark My Words. You can hear it on Spotify for podcasters, web browser, Stitcher, and Radio Public. It's Mark My Words. Very short, like about 3 minutes, maybe four times per week.
Mark My Words.
All right, Mark for everybody on Sports Overnight America, I'll come back with more. You stay tuned right now on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And thank you, Mark Heffernan, for making an appearance on Sports Overnight America. And you can make an appearance by emailing us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Mark Mancini, it's been 2 years now since the NIL started, the NCAA's major, biggest mistake in history. All I can see is trouble, trouble, and more trouble when you've got collegiate quarterbacks making more than NFL quarterbacks and other circumstances. Mark Mancini discussed the NIL.
Well, I kind of like it, you know, in some ways, and a lot of people might disagree. But, you know, maybe I'm going to stir the pot on this. I mean, we've never really said anything about coaches and athletic directors making millions and millions. But, you know, yet we've seen guys like Johnny Manziel that's put, you know, like Texas A&M on the map and more or less, you know, the NCAA making money off his last name when he can't even make money off his name. So,
Art Source, I think you disagree.
Pretty happy.
Well, here's the deal. You know, when you say NIL, that big word in the middle is I. And I think team sports are basically team games. You know, if a quarterback's making $5 million and your left tackle is lucky if he's dragging down $40,000, you know, and I look at a situation like what's going on with the lack of institutional control from the NCAA since they let the horses out of the barn. You know, you get schools like Georgia, which – you know, are covering up sexual assaults. The faculties are getting in car accidents. They're racing cars down the road, yet they've won two national championships. Does that make it right? No. I think there's got to be some sort of control over college football. 26 days from today, we're going to be looking at Notre Dame and Navy, you know, from Dublin, Ireland. and the season's going to be off and running? And do you think anybody's going to be talking about how much money that Sam Hartman's making playing quarterback after he transferred from Wake Forest to Notre Dame? Yeah. I don't think we'll hear about it.
All right. That's about it for Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark Heffernan. Thank you, Mario. And back with more later tonight on Sports Overnight America.